So anybody who knows me knows that I love the Old Testament, and I love the obscure in the Old Testament. And what I wanted to talk about today, coming off of casting season, obviously, a lot of different emotions that go into whether you're doing what you want, whether you're coming back or not, whether you feel seen, all of those feelings that we all wrestle with, and I wrestled with this year. Even before casting season, I was wrestling with it coming into this year. So the Lord put on my heart something kind of obscure, but the idea of the Levites. And we often think of the Levites as being the priesthood, but the priesthood was actually only the sons of Aaron. But there was a huge tribe that was the tribe of Levi. And when I think about this place, oftentimes we forget, because it becomes mundane, what we do. And I don't want to say that this place should take the place of our church community. I encourage everybody to be involved in church and to serve in the local church. However, I would be remiss to neglect the fact that we are a body of believers, a community of Christ followers, and we serve the Lord in creating a space for people to come and meet him every day. And that is similar to a church service in a way, because the Holy Spirit comes when we gather, and people come through these doors, and they may not be going to church regularly. They may not even be saved. And this is an opportunity for us to present the gospel to them. So I want to encourage us, when we think about our roles as actors, we think of roles in the show, roles in you know, whether I'm doing ensemble or I'm doing understudy this or backup that. But when the Bible talks about the roles of believers, he's talking about the specific gifts that he's placed on every Christian and how they should cooperatively work together for the edification of the body of Christ. And what God's been working in my life this past year is, how can I use my role in the cast, not my role in the show, to honor the Lord? And how also can I use my role at Sight and Sound in general to edify the body of Christ, not just be the role in the show that I wish I was? And the reason I thought about these guys, I believe the, let me pull out, I have some notes, sorry. I just want to make sure I don't say their names wrong. The sons of Kohath, the sons of Gershon, and the sons of Merari, or the Merarites, for all of you Bible scholars. Aaron was a Kohathite, and his line were the priesthood. But all of the sons of Kohath that were not from Aaron's line, and the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari, they were tasked with setting up the tabernacle. And then anytime the Spirit of God left the tabernacle so that they would move in the wilderness journey, they had to take down the tabernacle, carry it wherever they went, and then set it up again. And I don't know if we always think about those details when we're reading the scriptures. I tend to think of the wilderness wandering as they were just out in the wilderness the whole time. And I forget that they actually were moving from place to place. And the idea that there were people that were specifically tasked with taking down and putting it back up, but they were not the priests. They were not the ones who the congregation saw. They were doing the grunt work. They were the roadies in the wilderness, if you will. I mean, so when I think about that, I think about the fact that the first time God says that people were filled with the Holy Spirit, not that the Spirit came upon them or that they were anointed with the Holy Spirit, the first time the Bible talks about people being filled with the Holy Spirit, it was when he was appointing the men who were going to construct the tabernacle. And I think it's in Exodus 31, it talks about it. And then in Exodus 35 through 39, it goes into painstaking detail how they built the tabernacle, how they weaved the garments together, how they got the skins that were necessary and put all those elements together. And there were these two men that were the artisans that God filled with the Holy Spirit and with the wisdom of God so that they would do this well. And those of you that have studied the tabernacle, you know that it's a shadow of something that exists in eternity, and it's a picture of it. So I struggle a lot of times, you know, everybody who's read, if you ever do a Bible in a year, you get to Exodus 35, 6, 7, 8, 9, and you're like, okay, this is just literally word for word restating everything God told Moses to do. And now it's saying, and they did it, and then they go through all the details again. And you're like, oh my gosh, like, couldn't you just say, and they did it, moving on. But there is something to be said about the detail and the acknowledgement that they followed God's word to the letter. And what was really interesting to me is that this kind of work, the grunt work, as it were, in our spiritual lives, oftentimes it takes more of the Holy Spirit in our lives to do those unseen things than it does for me to stand up here. Because I could rely on my performance skills or whatever, or my public speaking experience to speak to you guys. And, you know, that God would honor his word going forth. And I really do ask the Lord to fill me with the Spirit when I'm going to share. But my pastor used to say growing up, it takes more Holy Spirit to change the diapers in the nursery than it does to preach a sermon on Sunday morning or to clean the pews between the services. And I think sometimes when we're in this acting realm and we're not doing the role we want to do, we need the Holy Spirit to help us do the unseen, to be the person on the back of the house in the finale that's in the dark, but you're there so that there's a body there, you know, all of those. We've all done those roles. We all know those things. And God was speaking to me about, obviously we've heard about it. Lots of people have stood up here and talked about your identity is not in what you do in the show. And that is absolutely true. But that rings hollow sometimes, if we're honest, because as performers, that's what we feel. We feel that we're valued by what we bring. We're not, and we all know that, so I don't want to reiterate it and rehash it, but what I would say is, what is it that you bring uniquely to this community? What is it that you can do to pour into the people around you, outside of the stage, even outside of the cast? Maybe it's people that you interact with once or twice. And that's what God's been challenging me with, and there's a couple of verses I just want to share with you guys. One being in 1 Peter... Peter talks about the gifts that God gives to each believer. See, I have all these papers and I'm not using them, which you should be thankful for. In 1 Peter, he speaks about how God has given everyone specific gifts according to his manifold grace. And that word manifold means of various colors. And the Bible also talks about in Ephesians, the manifold wisdom of God. So there is very much a diversity in gifts and a diversity in roles that God has given people uniquely. We're all part of his body, and just like any human body, each part is different for a reason, has its own role to perform in order for the body to function to its fullest capacity. Perhaps one person has great spiritual vision and would be considered the eye in the body of Christ. Another person may have an overwhelming love and compassion for others and will represent the heart. Me, on the other hand, I'd be the mouth. Sometimes the loud mouth would be more appropriate because I love to talk about and communicate the things of God. Unfortunately, many of us live our Christian lives thinking we're merely the tonsils or the appendix. We're a part, but not a vital part. We don't know our exact purpose, and therefore we feel like we can be easily removed with no lasting effect on the body. If that's you, then ask the Holy Spirit to open the eyes of your understanding so that you may come to the knowledge of Christ and the integral part that God has prepared for you to play. When each individual member yields to the Holy Spirit, he will use our idiosyncrasies to knit us together under the banner of his love. And the world will see our love for one another and the good works God is doing through us and glorify the Father. When we allow God to build his church, his community, his body, his way, we can fully be able to perform our primary role as the church, to shine as a beacon of faith, hope, and love to a dying world. And in Ephesians 4, he says, speaking the truth in love, grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. So I just want to encourage you guys with that. Even when you're not seen and you're taking apart the tabernacle, when everybody else has already gone home, and people show up to the tabernacle and they say, wow, they don't even think about how it got there or how it got set up or who was there. Remember that God filled those people with the Holy Spirit, and it was important that every detail be honored, and that should be an encouragement to us to honor in the little things, serve in the little things, serve each other in the details. create the world on the stage. You know, you might think, I'm not a big part of this scene, but you're creating the world for the people who are carrying that scene. Little things like that go a long way. I just want to encourage you guys. I love you so much. Let's go out, do 3 shows. If I can make a shameless plug, for the first time in almost 8 years, I'll be preaching at my church, and that's on Thanksgiving Eve. If you guys want to do something on Thanksgiving Eve, we're having a Thanksgiving Eve service. They asked me to preach, so I'm excited about that. Here's some info about the church. I'll leave it there with the address, etc. So let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this day to serve you. God, thank you for the conviction of the Holy Spirit, but also the encouragement and the comfort of the Holy Spirit, Lord, that helps us go further than we think we can in our flesh. And I know we're tired. We've been through rehearsals. We've been through film shoots, Lord. We need your Holy Spirit to set up the tabernacle today. Go before us, Lord. Minister to us as we minister to those that walk through the doors. In Jesus' name, amen.